Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. We're so glad you joined us this morning. Let us get a word of prayer. Lord, thank you. And we adore you on this beautiful day. Lord, your house is a house of prayer for all nations. Thank you for the gift of prayer, our two-way conversation with you. Help us to conversation with you. Help us to pray a priority every day. May we be interceptors of prayer for people in need. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and the artist's life and the transition. We thank you. We adore the two beautiful women. Oh, Lord, the two beautiful women that you put here at the TMC Corps. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford for this call for the past 6 years plus. Pray for the speaker that's going to download a message in telecommunications sanctuary. Our hearts goes out for all the families grieving this morning. But we love you and God loves you too. We pray for everyone in the nursing home, the hospital, and the ones that incarcerate this morning. Because God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Enjoy your day. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Cynthia. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear, Ms. Tiffany. Take it away. Enjoy your day.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia. To God be the glory. We praise God for you. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer, and thank you for giving us our tag for the day. The Holy Spirit within us Wednesday. And so we thank God that he resides in each and every single one of us. And we thank God for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Well, we welcome God morning to the TMZ family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California. And I welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. On behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and we have been gathering together each and every single Monday through Friday at this divine and appointed hour where we are empowering, enriching, and enhancing lives as we begin our day here on the Master's Call with the Master. The scripture reference that we stand on can be found in Psalm 88:13, and it simply reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So here on the Master's Call, we have the opportunity to begin this call in prayer, to end this call in prayer, and then on Friday, we open up the lines to receive your prayer requests, praise reports, and your testimonies. But maybe there's something that's going on with you through the weekend. You don't want to wait till Friday, but you need for the TMC family to be in agreement with you. Well, I invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, the Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to your request. Also, this call has a website, and so we invite each and every single one of you to please go visit our website, and it's simply www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. It is our website. You will see that all of our messages from the inception of this call in 2010 until now have been archived on our website. So please go back and click on and listen. When we're not together on the call, just listen to what God would have to say to you, because there's definitely a full buffet of choices on our website. Again, www.themasterscall.net. Okay, so all roads lead to Houston, Texas. I'm going to tell you guys, this past weekend here in Rosemead, California, the Artist Life Leadership Summit 2017 was off the chain. I had the opportunity to attend, and I'm telling you, Artist Life has some newer and greater things in store for you. So you want to make sure that you are at the Marriott Hotel, the Hobby, which is Hobby. You don't want to go to, no, I'm not going to even say it because then you'll say she said that. So no, make sure that you go into the Hobby Airport so that you are in the building that will be May the 19th, 20th, and the 21st. Please make sure that you are at that Artist Life Leadership Summit 2017 in Houston, Texas. Why? Because newer and greater things are happening. There are newer and greater things for you to receive, so you do not want to miss it. Don't forget to go to www.artistlife.com/events. Pay for your ticket. Make sure that you're prepared. Make sure you're ready. And make sure that you receive what Artist Life has for you. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, then please get back with the person who invited you to this call and allow them to share with you how an appointment with Artist Life can change your life, but only if you let it. Also, after this call, you can head over to the new morning motivational call. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and that number to dial into is 712-770-4005, and use the access code 294-617-POUND, and that is immediately following this call. Well, I hope you have your pens and your tablets, your notebooks and your Bibles, and you're ready to hear what thus says the Lord. Let me tell you, this speaker that's coming on this morning, she definitely represents what her name says. And she is none other than Pastor Saklonda Candy Delano. And she is definitely a jewel. She is sweet. She is caring. She's anointed. She's noble. She's dedicated, and she is youthful. And this morning, she is our speaker here on the Master's Call. See, she joined the TMC family back in 2010. She has two adult children, Jared Delano Easley and S. Alexander. And she also has a precious jewel, G-Baby, Miss Lily. I am so excited to have the honor to introduce her because she definitely has a very vast background. She has worked with several Fortune 500 companies. Pastor Candy is a professional certified life coach, an international coach. She worships at the Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois for the past 24 years under the phenomenal Dr. Bill Winston. She became an ordained pastor in 2014. While Pastor Candy was not called to pastor a church, she was called to minister the joy, grace, and glory of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Pastor Candy has a coaching ministry, Living Above the Clouds, where she proclaims that when we put our faith in the blood of Jesus, the storms of life cannot defeat us. She is a faculty member of the Joseph School of Business and Entrepreneurs and a consultant to the Illinois Small Business Development Center. But for God raising her above the clouds, many times Pastor Candy would have been swooped away with the tornadoes, earthquakes, and tsunamis that had hit her life. But at this time, we praise God that she is here today. So I hope your ears and your hearts and your eyes are open to receive what thus says the Lord. And at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line. And the next voice that you will hear this morning will be none other than the phenomenal, amazing Minister Candy Delano. Are you out there this morning, my dear sister?
I am here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Praise you, Jesus.
Take it away. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you. Good morning, my TMC family. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for greeting all of our callers this morning and making everyone feel welcome. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for hosting the call this morning and for that warm, gracious introduction. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, also for the tagline, "The Holy Spirit Lives in Us Wednesday." That's great. Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, you are awesome women of God. Thank you always for this platform that you have provided for us to come and hear the Word of God. For those of us who present the Word of God, you are awesome, and you're just a blessing, not only to those of us here on the TMC, but also to the body of Christ. So I want to pray. Father God, I come to you this morning worshiping you, thanking you, honoring you, and giving you the glory, hallelujah, for all that you've done, for all that you're doing, and for all that you will do. Father, I ask that you speak through me, speak through my mind, speak through my lips. Let my words be your words as I speak them. Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for this platform. And I come against every demonic spirit that might have a mind to sabotage, to interfere, to hinder that which you have given us this morning. Thank you. And I pray in the name of Jesus. I want to begin my message today by talking about timing. Ecclesiastes 3, the first through the eighth verse says, "To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace." To everything there is a season. And I want to focus for a moment on those two words out of that sentence. Everything and season. Everything means all inclusive. Nothing, nobody is left out. So that means that everybody has a season. What is a season? A season is a span of time. It has a beginning and it has an end. The summer usually begins in June and ends in September. The fall begins in September and ends in December. The winter begins in December and ends in April. And spring begins in April and ends in June. Different things take place during each season. The things that require summer could not happen during the winter. The things that require winter couldn't happen during the spring. And the things that require the fall could not take place in the summer, and so on. And the same principle holds true for us humans. There is a season when we are babies. From the time we're born until about 18 months, we're babies. Then we become toddlers from about 18 months until we're about 3 years old. And from that point, we're young children, then adolescent, teens, young adults, and finally the adult stage. Each season is distinct from the other. Each phase carries with it a different purpose or development. While everything has a season, there is a time or season for every purpose under the heaven. So the title of my message today, TMC family, is Coming Into Your Time. A mother goes through 9 months of pregnancy before her baby has fully developed and is ready to be born. And during that period, many things take place in the baby's development. Everything that the baby needs in order to function as an adult takes place in the mother's womb. Development and preparation has to take place before that baby is born. If, on the other hand, that baby is born before its time, its life is literally in jeopardy. A time to die. While we don't know when that time is for us, we do know that unless Jesus returns first, we all have an appointed time to die. And the Bible says it gives us between 70 and 120 years. Every character in the Bible had a specific function that was performed, and once that function was served, there was an appointed time that they died. And I personally believe here is where the body of Christ could do a better job distinguishing between God's appointed time for us to leave our physical bodies and Satan snatching life away from us prematurely. A time to plant. There is a reason you don't plant vegetables in October. The seeds need time to sprout in warm, fertile, moist soil. If the seed is planted in October, the cold and frost in the ground would likely kill the seed. A time to pluck. You should not pluck your harvest before it's ripe. The reason for that is because vital nutrients are not released until it's ripe. Scripture tells us there is a time to kill. Yet Exodus 20:13 and Deuteronomy 5:17 says, thou shalt not kill. But Ecclesiastes 3:3 tells us there is a time to kill and a time to heal. There are many places throughout the Old Testament where God commanded the enemy to be killed. There was a time and a season for it. There's a time to break down and a time to build up. Here I'm reminded of toddlers who want their way all the time. Nothing and nobody is important to them but them. Well, that is a toddler's mindset and accompanying behavior that has to be broken down. Conversely, a child who has been abused or neglected is often so broken down that they need some serious building up. Coming into your time, there is a time for everything. I want to take you back to a place in Scripture where Mary and Joseph with their family had traveled for days to the synagogue. And as they were returning home, their son Jesus was missing. So they backtracked. And when they got back to the synagogue, they found Jesus there. And Mary said, we were looking for you, Jesus. And he replied, you should have known that I was about my father's business. He was coming into his time. Wouldn't it be wonderful, saints, if we reached a point where we could say, if ever I'm missing, just look in my father's house. There you'll find me. Jesus was known as a carpenter from Nazareth. He lived there and functioned as a normal man for 30 years. He was preparing for his time. Saints of God, TMC family, are you preparing for your time? Will you be ready to do what God has purposed for you to do when your time comes? Jesus went to a wedding. His mother told Jesus they were out of wine, and he replied, woman, what does that have to do with me? My time has not yet come. We know that the first recorded miracle Jesus performed was at that wedding, turning water into wine. Jesus was now stepping into his role, his divine purpose. Then there was a time when there were two who were demon-possessed. And when the demons saw Jesus, Matthew 8:29, it says, the demons cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of Man? Art thou come hither to torment us before time? Isn't it interesting here to note that they knew him? They knew he had a purpose for being here on earth. They knew their fate, but they also knew that there was a time and season for them. TMC family, I am here to tell you this morning that we must know when our time has come. I believe we all have a divine appointed appointment for our purpose. We can go through life cruising only up to a point. I believe there will come a time, a defining moment, where we have to step into the role for which God created us. We must know what God has called us to do. We must know who we are in Christ. We must tap into our strengths and talents and use them to glorify God. We must stand up. We must stir up. We must bring up. We must show up, and we must build up the kingdom of God, the one and only true God, the Lord of the universe, the King of kings, the maker of everything, the architect of creation. Saints, there is a time and a season for everything. And until your time comes, God is preparing you for your appointed time to be launched into fulfilling your preordained destiny. When Jesus came into his time, he was ready. He was ready because he had prepared. Even at the early age of 12 years old, he was preparing for his destiny. The word says that we are to do what Jesus did. And we are to do even greater things because Jesus is interceding before the Father on our behalf. TMC family, prepare for your time. Know your time. Embrace your time. And when it is your time, walk in the fullness of that time. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow, wow, wow. Minister Candy, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Thank you so much, woman of God, for that powerful message. And you asked us a question, what are we preparing for? So after that message, we definitely should be prepared to go into this a new day. I will be calling you momentarily to give us our benediction, but I'm going to go ahead at this time and go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify you and we glorify you. We realize that with you we can do all things, and without you we can do nothing. So on this morning, we thank you for your presence here. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your promises, O God. And we thank you for this divine and appointed hour that we have come together here on the Master's Call, where lives are enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with you. And God, we thank you that greater are you who is in each of us than he that is in the world. And I thank you that you are preparing us for greater and newer things. I thank you that there is purpose for each of our lives that are represented here on this call right now, and those that will listen later, O God. Have your way in us, O God. Create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirits within us, that the things that we think, that we say, and that we do will be according to your divine and perfect will for our lives, Jesus. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins, those things that we said, that we thought, that we spoke, that we wrote, that we did that were against your will, we ask that you would forgive us and have mercy upon us right now, God. And so we thank you for Minister Candy. And we thank you, God, for the profound word that you gave to her to share with us this morning. We thank you, God, that she opened our ears to know that there are different times and seasons in each of our lives, Father. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will restore her, fill her up until she overflows, oh God. I decree and declare that every single thing that she stands in need of, that you have already met it according to your riches and glory. I thank you and I celebrate her being a mother, oh God. And I celebrate each and every single one of us on this call who are mothers, God. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that this day will be a great day and this weekend and the weeks to follow will be great. I lift up Minister Benita to you right now, Father, and I pray your comfort, your peace, and your strength will be upon her. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that your strength rests on her. I pray that you will remove anything that is not of you right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you for being God alone. We thank you for the Artist Life Leadership Summit 2017, where you are doing great things, Father. Love you this morning, and we bless you this morning. We praise you. We magnify you. We thank you for our healing. We thank you for everything, God, that you provide according to your riches and glory for each and every single one of us. And we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God. And we bless you. We praise you, we lift you up, and magnify you, and we give you all the glory. And I decree and I declare that these things are so in the magnificent, marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray right now, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, God. So we thank each and every single one of you. Two for joining us here on the Master's Call. Please go back and listen to this replay, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code 957-677-POUND. Please share this powerful word with others today. Also, we'll be heading over to Awareness Wednesday. That number is 712-770-4005. Please use the access code 294-617-POUND. Also, all roads lead to Houston, Texas, to the Hobby Airport Marriott Hotel. That will be May the 19th, 20th, and 21st. Please make sure that you are in the house. Get your tickets, get your room, and make sure you are there. Also, we want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for feeding us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer, for tagging that this day as the Holy Spirit Lives in Us Wednesday. Thank you so much, Minister Candy, for that profound word on preparations and our seasons. Thank you so much, woman of God. And thank you to each and every single one of you who joined us here on the Master's Call. It has been an honor, privilege, and pleasure to host this call this morning. And at this time, I will ask Minister Candy to come back and give us our benediction for this day.
The Holy Spirit lives in us Wednesday, this Wednesday, and every day. So, as Psalms 150 goes, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding symbols. Praise him for your purpose. Praise him for revealing to you when your time has come to walk in your purpose. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you, my TMC family. God bless you. Go out and have a wonderful, wonderful day. And happy Mother's Day to those of you if I don't have an opportunity to say it to you in the future. Bye-bye.